Please wait.
The recording has started. Radio.
Outside of your plan, and will incur a 1 cent penalty to charge if you continue. You can hang up now to avoid the charge.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We can all hear you now.
We on the air now?
Okay. Yes, happy Thursday.
Lord. It's Thursday, the 27th day of July. Hallelujah to God. I want to welcome everybody to the Prayer, Prayer to Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. He under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Dolly Butler, the wonderful woman of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. And we thank God. We praise God this morning.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God and we praise God for all that he's doing. Before we had a little operating difficulty, I was thanking God and praising God for all the years that he has given us. Hallelujah to God on this platform. Hallelujah to God in the name of Jesus. Was thanking this morning, God, for the growth that I see in the saints of God. Hallelujah to God. And thank you, God, for the growth of just the saints of God. We're giving God praise. I was giving God praise. I was listening to the saints. A lot of times I listen to the saints and just praise God and the growth in there. And I thought about Minister Chris last night or this morning, you know, and how she's just firing away. And I remember it was years ago, hallelujah, when she came to the broadcast, hallelujah to God, and how God just takes us, once we stay with God and with his word, hallelujah to God, how he grows us, hallelujah to God, how he gives us strength, oh Lord God, to battle the enemy. Now she has a submachine gun, all 60-60. She just be blazing and going forth and praising in the name of Jesus. And that's what God called us to do in this hour of power. Pray, hallelujah to God. That we come together, hallelujah, that we worship in them and that we praise them, hallelujah, and that we give them the fruits of our lips this time of morning, hallelujah, that we bring the sacrifice of praise, the fruits of the Spirit, hallelujah to God. Sometimes we get discouraged, saints of God, and we hang our hearts in the willow trees, hallelujah to God, and we refuse to sing the songs of Zion, and so many things come at the saints of God, but God has equipped us, hallelujah to God, to fight this battle. He said that there's no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us in the judgment thou, well, he will condemn, hallelujah to God. So at this time, we're going to thank God for this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for moving by your spirit this morning and by your power, Lord God. Holy Spirit of God, you're welcome in this place, Holy Spirit of God, to have that will, Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, that you bless Pastor Dolly, oh Lord God. Bless each and every one, oh Lord God, as I came this hour of power. Pray, Lord God, those that have came down through the years, oh Lord God, those that will come, the archive, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask that you bless, oh Lord God, and that you would touch, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, rebuking the adversary, oh Lord God, that's attacking, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, on every side, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask that you would strengthen us, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for marriages this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We're praying, oh Lord God, for relationships, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we want to break the curse of divorce, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So Lord God, we come to this hour of power, pray, Lord God, to thank you and to praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the miracles, God, that you work so great this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for the strength this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you would touch people's bodies, oh, Lord God, that feeling weak this morning, oh, Lord God. It seemed like when the weather gets so hot, oh, Lord God, that it was dipping, oh, Lord God, as this begin to drain the strength, oh, Lord God. It just tires you out within, oh, Lord God. It feels like you're going to pass out and can't go on, oh, Lord God. But our strength is in you, O Lord God. But our hope is built in nothing less, O Lord God, but Jesus' blood and his righteousness, O Lord God. So we come to you this morning, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, asking you for strength for the people, O Lord God, situations, O Lord God, that you rebuke, O Lord God, that spirit of death, suicide, divorce, O Lord God, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, all manner of cancer, O Lord God. Lord God, that you would touch the respiratory system, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that need work, O Lord God, some just need a little bit of work, O Lord God, to supplement the income, O Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you this morning, God, and we thank you, O Lord God, and we trust in you, O Lord God, and we trust in your holy word today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, that you would restore, oh, Lord God, all the years that the caterpillar and the palmer were, and, oh, Lord God, has stolen away, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We came to rejoice in you on this Thursday morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you sharpen our eyes and our understanding, our discernment, oh, Lord God, wherewith we would not be ignorant of Satan devices this morning, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, how he's out to break up everything, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for wisdom today, oh Lord God. Wisdom, O Koshitanakayasaka. Wisdom, O Lord God, and we go into the supermarket and into the marketplaces, O Lord God. The prices are just outrageous, O Lord God, and for no reason, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, because you're the same yesterday and forever, O Lord God. Lord God, your tithe is still 10%, O Lord God, after all these number of years, oh Lord God, I've had people have different times, oh Lord God, mentioned hundreds of thousands, a million years, and dark ages, and dinosaur, oh Lord God, but we understand, oh Lord God, that in the beginning, oh Lord God, that was just a word, and that word was God, and that word was with God, and the same in the beginning with God, all things are made by you, oh Lord God, and without you, Father, there was nothing made. So we thank you, oh Lord God, for giving us your Son, oh Lord God. Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God. We even call him Isaiah this morning, and I pray, Lord God, unto us a son is born, oh Lord God. That's Jesus, oh Lord God. No, unto us a son is born. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. And the government shall be upon his shoulder this morning, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, this morning, oh Lord God, that everyone's at the sound of the voice, oh Lord God, that we may enter into your gates of thanksgiving, into the kingdom, O Lord God. And we'll be thankful, Lord God, and bless your holy name, O Lord God, that you will begin to change lives, O Lord God, that you will stop out doubt, O Lord God, and unbelief, O Lord God. Lord God, that you would water the seed that's in us, O Lord God, the size of a mustard seed, O Lord God, that it will grow, O Lord God, that people will be able to come, O Lord God, and receive some fruit of the spirits of us, O Lord God, that they may lodge in the branches of Christ, O Lord God. Lord God, we recall in this morning in our prayer, O Lord God, that you are the true vine, O Lord God, and your Father is the husband, O Lord God. Lord God, because we abide in you, Lord God, we receive strength this morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Strength for healing, O Lord God. Strength for deliverance, O Lord God. Strength to have wisdom, O Lord God. That our eyes then would be enlightened this morning through the Holy Spirit of promise, O Lord God. So we come to thank you, God. We come to praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we bind in every demon and every devil, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We cast them right out of our lives in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for we come this hour, Lord God. You allow us to come, O Lord God, into your presence, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to worship and praise, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God. Lord God, there were some that laid down last night, O Lord God, and did not rise up this morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for rest, O Lord God, for our mind, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, from the chaos that is going on, O Lord God, the things on Capitol Hill, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, in the twisting of the law, O Lord God. Lord God, we trust in you, O Lord God, because you're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you this morning, O Lord God, in this hour of power, of prayer, O Lord God, that you touch, O Lord God, everyone by name, O Lord God, individually and collectively, O Lord God, and all of those that are in queue today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you this morning, God, and we praise you today, God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God, for moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. God, we pray for financial blessings, O Lord God, for all those who have children and grandchildren, O Lord God, that has to give assistance to them to go to school, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, there's teenagers, O Lord God, and teenagers and young adults, O Lord God, that need their heart touched, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. that they would know, oh Lord God, that this is not fableism, oh Lord God, that this is not a story, oh Lord God, but you did send your son, oh Lord God, to die a horrible death, oh Lord God, that he was slain before the foundation of the world, oh Lord God. And it's by that blood, oh Lord God, that we're able to stand, oh Lord God, and that covenant, oh Lord God, that everlasting covenant, oh Lord God, because of his kingdom, oh Lord God, there's no ending, oh Lord God. God, we need your strength this morning, oh Lord God, to go through the time that we're going through right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, this weather, oh Lord God, has had different effects on people, oh Lord God. There are those that in climate weather, oh Lord God. There's fire burning, oh Lord God. There's floods raging, oh Lord God. This earthquake shaking, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, the earth is having convulsions, oh Lord God. Waiting for the manifestation, oh Lord God, for the sons of God, oh Lord God. The people of God to stand up, oh Lord God, and take their rightful place in the kingdom of God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because we have looked all over, Lord God, searched all over, Lord God. Just couldn't find no one, oh Lord God, no one that was greater than you, Lord God. So we humbly submit ourselves unto you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask that you would have your way, oh Lord God, in this hour of power to pray this morning, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless all of those that are traveling, oh Lord God, those that are abroad, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That you're moving by your spirit and by your power. In Jesus' name, amen and amen again. Hallelujah. Just want to take a moment to thank you all. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Minister Mary, we're here. We're doing okay now. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. You can hear me on there?
Yes, we can. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We have some opposition this morning, hallelujah to God, but that's to be expected, hallelujah, God. I thank God because when you get that, you know that you're doing something, that you're doing what pleases God. Because they fought Jesus from his birth. They doubted him. He had to go from place to place, hallelujah to God, all the way to the cross. He was still there. It was only when they had left him nailed to the cross. But when he got lifted up, it changed the whole thing, changed the whole scenario for us, hallelujah to God. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men onto him. Now look at his wonder-working power, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Now I say this morning, when we get to the scripture of the week, what Apostle Paul said, I have not apprehended all things, don't understand it. The one thing I will do, I will get those things which are behind me. I will press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord God. We thank you. Well, thank you, saints of God. Glad to be here this morning. I was trying to find the scripture of the week here. You had it. You want to read Proverbs? Okay.
A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge and right, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. That is Proverbs 15, verses 1 through 2.
Amen.
We give God the glory.
We give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank God for the word. You know, on my heart this morning, I'm going to talk a little bit. Then we're going to get your prayer request and stuff. We're going to move on in this hour of power of prayer. What it was and what's on my mind, speaking of words, I'm going to have to open up this up Bible here so I can look at it so I'd be able to repeat it. Speaking words of kindness and not wrath, not stirring up things. And I sort of got a little upset, a whole lot upset. As we went through the week, is not what I need to say. It was the fact that Genesis Proverbs, about the fact that we're going through, and Pastor Dolly had talked about people getting divorced.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God, and the craziness that has gone on in the name of Jesus. I'm trying not to stay here long, and it sort of stopped me because it's a fact of that you're serving God, and it's a covenant, and covenants are not made to be broken. Even, you know, at their church and a few years ago, everybody was talking about the covenant.
Yes.
And how when you had the signet ring, you know, you remember Joseph, the story of Joseph.
Yes.
He was a prisoner, those who know about the coat of many colors, but his brother sold him into slavery.
Yes.
And when he sold him into slavery, hallelujah to God, they told him, but he wound up in Egypt. He wound up in Potiphar's house and in the band, and he went into Egypt.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. And then the wife saw that he was a young Hebrew and he had muscle, whatever the case may be. She wanted him to lay with him. He didn't.
Yes.
And he didn't. And because of his righteousness, taking the right standard in God, he was cast into prison, hallelujah to God. Then there was the butcher, and then the cup holder, and the cup holder and the baker. They was cast in there. Well, Gene came up. We're just going through the story lightly. But the thing was that he was cast into prison, and one died. The baker died, but the cup holder, he remembered Joseph. He left him in prison, I believe it was 2 years. Later, I believe he still stayed in the prison, but he said when it comes in, a dream came up. God uses dreams to clarify things, hallelujah to God. They could not interpret it, but he said there's a man that's interpreted a dream there, and what he said came to pass. Because I'm restoring your cup, and I'm crushing the grapes into your cup, you know, I'm restored, hallelujah to God. And the baker, the birds ate from his head, he had died. But as he told the Pharaoh of the dream, he said, look out a man. You see, he didn't exalt himself. He looked out a man that could do these things. But he heard the wisdom of Joseph. And in that few seconds, didn't take long, he went from being a slave, in a Hebrew slave in the prison, to being the prince of Egypt. And when he seen it with a signet ring, he said, I'll only be greater than you in the throne. So everybody has come. It was a part of prophecy and of a dream. I say that to say this morning, that when it comes to a marriage, it's a covenant, you know.
Yeah.
And the body of Christ, because the scripture that came to mind, maybe the wife might find it, it says that love your wife as Christ loved the church. And he gave himself for it. And that's the thing that I've been praying about. I was praying about it because we're here in prayer, hallelujah to God. And what happens is that just the same way that we had opposition come up this morning, opposition comes up in marriage.
That's right.
And life and death is in the power of the tongue. It says they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Sometimes we say things and we stir up wrath, hallelujah to God. And being a man myself, you know, sometimes we have to learn to be quiet and hold our peace, hallelujah to God, and let the Lord battle, hallelujah to God. It's not only what is said about marriage and divorce, hallelujah to God, but we have people in our family, hallelujah to God, that got a divorce for no reason, hallelujah to God. And I've seen the curse that had brought into the family. It goes on for generations. Some of my nephews and stuff, when not able to get married, and they get married, and their marriage just tears, hallelujah to God, because of what the thing that the parents do, they left the spot, hallelujah to God, for the adversary to enter in, hallelujah to God. But when you take, when you understand the covenant that Jesus Christ is our covenant, and God, Jesus, the Lord, prophesied that he would come, that he would be born of David, born of a woman under the law, hallelujah, and of his kingdom, it should not be any end. When you go before the Lord, hallelujah, God, even with the word that men have, when you come together, they used to jump rooms and everything, but when you go before God, it says, dearly beloved, we gather together today in the eyesight of God to join this man and this woman together in holy matrimony. It gave a fault if anybody find any cause why these two should not be joined together.
Yes.
Let them forever hold their peace. Once you enter into that covenant and the exchange of vow, that person becomes your responsibility. Matter of fact, if the body of Christ, you have taken a provide that they say, but they're not saying what they be saying, but we're speaking on the part that we're taking for granted that they are saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. Because the unsaved person should cause the other person to be saved, live life in such a way that they'd be able to draw the other one. Then when things rise up out to sea, you got children sometimes that are in the midst of the situation, and they're pulling back and forth and things are being said that causes the block. What happens once you cause strife and stuff and envy starts, and once the spirit comes through, why it requires prayer and why something, because that prayer is needed. The harmony of the household is needed for you to strive, hallelujah to God. But everything that is going on, you need to strive at peace. It's time to go to the Lord, hallelujah to God. It's time to sit your gifts down at the altar, hallelujah to God, and to put away strife, hallelujah to God, and going back to speak words that are tender, hallelujah to God. To speak the words and let each other know that you're unique to one another, hallelujah to God. So it's an ongoing battle, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus. Even when we're not on the prayer line, people be calling, we want counsel, hallelujah, for counsel because of a relationship. What happens is you're two people that are individuals, hallelujah to God, living together, you two become one. And if you don't believe that, then when you depart from somebody and they have gotten divorced, you never forget that person that you're married to, because that God has made that flesh into one. Yes. And still think about the person, because love can't die. Love don't die, hallelujah to God. There's an agreement. There's something going on in the background, hallelujah to God. There's not enough prayer going on, hallelujah to God. Even to this day, I pray, oh Lord God, give me more to understand the wife, because in marriage, if you know marriage, it's not all that there, riding in the buggy and the court and the love and the ice cream and everything. You go through situations, you go through sickness, you go through heartaches, hallelujah to God. Problems come up with the children. This is a working relationship, hallelujah to God. You look at the church and all the things that go on in the church, hallelujah to God, in the media, in the social media, hallelujah to God. How the devil comes, he comes. That's and he right. stays on his journey as he did in the book yes. of Job. Yes. When the sons of God came together, they say, God said, yes. where you going? He said, I'm going up and down, to and fro in the earth, seeking through my day to grow. And at that call, the God said, have you considered my servant Job? God put a lot of stock in his saints of God. He put a lot into you. He put a lot of integrity in you, hallelujah to God. When he breathed into your nostrils, the breath of life, hallelujah to God. When he saved you at the altar, hallelujah, when you confessed and you decided, he translated you out of the kingdom of darkness and all of its work into the kingdom of his dear son. So he said, we be thankful and we bless this holy name in the name of Jesus. So when it comes to the matter, it's a very holy institute, hallelujah to God. He says, for this cause that a man shall leave his brother, leave his family, and leave his wife. That person becomes the most uttermost person, the most important person in your life, hallelujah to God. Then when you have children together in that relationship, hallelujah to God, there's a tear, inside of that relationship, hallelujah to God. So when I think I said, when you walk in love, by the Apostle Paul, when you walk in love, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh with hallelujah to God.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands, hallelujah, your own husband, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands and everything. Husbands, love your wives even if Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. He goes on to say, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hates his own flesh, but nourishes it, cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, and of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and be joined unto the wife, and they shall be one flesh.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you very much. So many things that could be the words there. But when you get into marriage, hallelujah to God, and when you see everything that go on, hallelujah to God, when you see all the black magic and the things that people do, how they just blaspheme against God, hallelujah to God, and just see all manner of things, when you have a wife, do you know what happened? It seems like a divorce. I think Jesus said Moses wrote them a bill of divorce because the hardness of their heart. Because the situation came up in my life X amount of number of years ago. And I couldn't get a divorce. And I sought the Lord about it. And the only thing, and the Lord told me when I really sought him, he said it was not so from the beginning. His word doesn't change. It was not so from the beginning. I said, well, Lord, this is the case, oh, Lord God, and according to your word, I can have this thing in the Lord. So he said, but the Lord said, that's what my word said. But he said, I'm telling you as an individual, hallelujah. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Lord God. Hallelujah. He's the Lord God. He said, thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. He doesn't change. He said, but I told you not to get the divorce. That's my word. It's true. It's there. It wasn't something in the beginning. But I want you to stay in this relationship. I want you to, you know, it would have taught the ministry. I can't tell what it was because obey God. I learned that obedience is better than the sacrifice. You have children in the relationship. You have family members in need. Then this thing is taught that you still wind up, you get someone else, you still have to meet up with the other person. Hallelujah to God. The marriage is serious. The bed is on the file. And if it's not working out, and if you say you love the Lord, you go to God in prayer. I don't care how long it takes. Call up, fast, pray, get there. Find out why. If you just said you went before God, you were serious that you love this person. Right now, the Coca-Cola bottle shape, the long hair, this, that, the other, everything. Everything changes in life, which you know by now. But yet you went to God before the Almighty God that created everything from the beginning. It was just a word, and that word was God. And he said for you to cleave to thy wife. Hallelujah to God. And love her. I love him as Christ loved the church. I'm over the time, but this thing sort of, the division, hallelujah to God, and they came up with statistics, though. You know how they go. They said there's more people getting divorced in the church, hallelujah to God, than the secular world, hallelujah to God. These things ought not to be so. I believe that it was James that spoke about that. That a fountain cannot give forth bitter water and fresh water, salt water and fresh at the same place. So with that said, God, we're going to move on in this hour of power. Pray hallelujah to God. I was thinking about this here and about the scripture of the week, and that's what the Lord had placed on my heart, that everyone would begin to take up and pray when people come and they have problems like this here, that they said it's unreconcilable. I guess, you know, Jesus said, Lord, he sought the Father when this came upon him, hallelujah to God. He had lived there about 3 years, and he went to the Father. And he went to the very Son of God with unlimited power in this earth. He went to the Father, hallelujah to God. He prayed so hard, hallelujah to God. He said it was like great drops of blood coming out of him, hallelujah to God. And they did people that study all this stuff. They talk about the vocabulary. But what it was that he said, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. But because of us right here in this hour of power of prayer, because the whole world, I can't count the number of how many people get saved, but because of this, he said, nevertheless, Lord, let thy will be done. If this is the cup that you gave me to drink, I'm going to drink from it, oh, Lord God, and we have salvation. When we talk about the miracles that he worked so great, hallelujah, the jobs and everything, how God bless, how he changed his life, how he takes out drugs, alcohol, he makes you into a different person. Because one day we're going to live with God, going home to live with God. So this is the cup, you know, a lot of times it doesn't go wrong, you know, things go wrong. Sometimes people get on drugs and stuff, and it's irreconcilable. You have to go to God for yourself.
That's right.
My situation, I thought that it was it. You know, I just wasn't going to do it. It was just me. It was how I looked at things.
That's right.
And then I went to God. Because I did not like what God gave you in the past. Incidentally, the fast is coming up. Hallelujah, God. I'm going to get out of the way. Hallelujah. You have fast coming up. I didn't appreciate the answer that I had got. But nevertheless, once God spoke it, it became law. And that means that you're bound in that law of God. When a king makes a decree, it becomes law. That's why I like to say, God say, God say. When God says something, it becomes a decree. It becomes a. So what we have now, we have 40 years, going on 41 years. No, it's not a sweet thing. It's not a bed of roses. It's not that cooey, cooey stuff. Hallelujah to God. But we're working on the kingdom. We're working on eternal life. Hallelujah to God. That when we come to the end, after we finish pouring what God has given us to pour out, distribute to the saints of God, to the heartbroken, the mother whose child is cut down, the one that walks into the room and their child that blows their brains out of their head. Hallelujah to God. This is a commitment that we have to the Almighty God. We say, Lord God, if you sing, I'll stand. I'll proclaim the kingdom of God. I'll proclaim the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. I will give them fruits of the Spirit. Whatever it is, oh Lord God, we have to get them into this. We want to populate the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah to God. And that's what it's about. Thank God. You. This was what God has said. Hallelujah to God. And we, as we're moving along in this hour of power prayer, continuously pray for them. If God would turn it around in spite of hallelujah to God, if you turn the fight according to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the 8th chapter, it said that we are the ones, the saints of God, we have returned the fight from the army of the aliens. Every time a man or a woman, it goes either way. See somebody in a happy relationship, hallelujah, God. They look at the goods. Oh, she has a nice husband. This guy, he comes to work every day, this, that, the other. I don't want to say nothing about women. He comes to work every day. What she wants, she wants that man. Our man, dear woman, belongs to somebody else, covered in something else. And he figured he could do that, but it's all the same thing. Everybody goes to the restroom, what I want to say, in other words. There's no change that much in a person, hallelujah to God. And God is the only one that can change a person. Sometimes we have the hardest problem changing our very mind, hallelujah to God, over the simplest things. So when Christ came and when he went there, he said, Father, if it's possible that this strong thing here, the death, the crucifixion on the cross, that I have to die and leave my friends, the place that I came for the first time, got to know what this earth is like, to begin to breathe the air, to feel all the things, and everybody take the light, then, oh Lord God. Nevertheless, Lord, your will be done. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. So we're going to we want to give God a praise for the word. Hallelujah to God. We want to give you, Lord God, I pray that I've said all that you have put in my heart.
Yes.
Most grievous. Hallelujah to God. And it stirs you up, you know, just because you're doing okay this day.
That's true.
Something's coming up. Something, Lord, because you came to rob, kill, steal. He doesn't stop at anything to throw you off your base. Hallelujah to God. What he did, God had a word. That's what he started with, the phone line. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. What a line. Open that up. How you'll see it.
Teach our children to obey.
Okay.
The wife has something. Yes. I just want to say this before we take a prayer request. Remember to remind our children, as is written in Ephesians 6, that remind our children, our grown children, as well as our grandchildren, any children that God puts in our lives, to teach them to obey, hallelujah, their parents, to obey even their spiritual parents is so important. Glory be to God. And we want to remind our fathers not to provoke. It goes on to say, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. So we have to always remember to use God's word in a way that's going to edify our children, our spouses, our loved ones, our coworkers. We're going to use the word of God to encourage them and let them know, above all else, Jesus loves you with an everlasting love. It's so important that we remind them of the truth and of the word of God, and remind them that for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Saints of God, it's nothing like giving them the word of God that would turn
turn away a wrath, that would turn away evilness when we begin to share with them the great love of God for them as well as others. We love you all. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Mary, for calling the wife in, getting things straight this morning. Hallelujah. God, thank you for your service. Hallelujah. They're serving the Lord here. And your patience.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The lines are open.
Yes.
I guess we need to deal with you. If someone have patience with one another, consider the time it's spent whilst it is our power of prayer. But we want to take your name in your prayer because very short testimony as we're moving toward the top of the hour. Hallelujah, God. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Thank God for the word that came forth this morning, Pastor Horsley and Sister Wanderlin. Thank God for that word. Just pray not only just for me, the strength in the Lord, hallelujah, a spirit of prayer, praise, and over my life in the name of Jesus, and that I continue to study, show myself approved of what we need and not be in a shame, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yes.
So I just thank God that I'll pray my strength in the Lord and pray that for me and for also for my family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. This is Alice Marie. And I have a prayer request that God continues working in my life for my good.
We have another request.
Good morning, this is Chris. Yes. Good morning. So go
morning.
Ahead. Okay. It's Scholastica. Good morning. I have a prayer request to pray for my daughter, Praise. She got some dental work done this morning so that everything will go well for her and those who are working in her mouth to do what's right. And also pray for David. He had a stroke and he is still in a coma. They put him in an induced coma. And it has been over a week in that status. So he has a scheduled surgery today of his head. I don't know all the health technologies or terminologies they use, but he has a surgery to be done today. So to pray for him. And this young boy is 13 or 14 years, a very young man in middle school, who had a stroke 2 days ago and is in the hospital right now. So the enemy is just attacking people's health. It doesn't matter what age or, you know, whether you are active or not. So we want to pray against this spirit of sickness and attack. It's just the enemy who is a thief, who wants to steal, kill, and destroy, but we have Jesus who has come so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I would like to add Nicole. Nicole also has cancer. She was diagnosed of cancer earlier this week, and I don't know also the stage, but they say they have to be aggressive. She has already started, whether it's chemo or radiation, something they are doing to her. With her, she is a believer. However, it's a mind battle right now for her to trust God and to be still and know that there is God. So let us pray for people having had heat strokes. These are prayer requests that are coming only on my way, but I know there is more out there. So for heat stroke, people to be mindful and stay hydrated because of this heat. Thank you for the word and the encouragement this morning and the prayers that have gone out. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen. Yes, ma'am, we thank you. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have another?
Yes, Sister Lucinda here. And just for family and friends for to be collaborative and cooperative with each other. And also for myself for choices in wellness and health care like that. So, yes, thank you so much. Amen.
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 Mm-hmm.
Is that all the requests were there? Okay, let's come in and let's pray. And if you have anything that comes to mind,
that's right.
As we go off with prayer, corporate prayer, everyone praying.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna turn up and put it back in the hands of the minister and Mary, and reach to the top of the hour for the closing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God, we come today, O Lord God, with this request. In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Oh,
Lord God, we pray for these people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God, we ask that you bless our pastors, Lord God. Yes, people be high, pray to Lord God, we pray for our pastors, darling, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Bless Sister Chris, Mom and Dad. Lord, we pray, oh God,
for all of our loved ones on this line. We pray for salvation. The Lord, you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we pray for the unsaved. We pray for the lost souls. We pray for those who are down and out, that they may cry out to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, for you say, he that calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So Lord, we pray for salvation here, there, and everywhere. God, we pray for a global conviction to be upon the hearts of the people. We pray for global repentance in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're concerned about the lost souls. You're concerned about the lost sheep, God. So Lord, we cry out for the lost everyone. That they be saved in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them vision. Give them dreams. Put workers in their path, oh God, that they can turn their lives over to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, save the prodigal son, save the prodigal daughter. In the name of Jesus, stir up their hearts, stir up their minds, put workers in their path, Lord. Oh, God, give them a change of heart. Give them a change of mind. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, for your glory.
In the name of
Jesus, nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Help us to study your word and show ourselves approved unto you, Lord. Help us to hide the word deep in our heart so we dare not sin against you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory.
Spirit, we give you all the praise. And moving by your power,
Lord.
So we thank you, God. We praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come up, Lord God, to worship you, Lord God, and to touch right
now.
In the name of
Jesus,
God, we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God.
And forever,
in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, moving by your Spirit and by your power, Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God, and we praise you this morning, O Lord God. For the movement of the Spirit, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bring clarity, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In this hour of power, prayer, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God. For your mercy, God, and your kindness, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So God, we praise you, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for favoring us, O Lord God, with your presence of your word, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, touch, O Lord God, and bless, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Open doors, O Lord God, for people that need homes and cars, O Lord God. Hallelujah, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Mr. Andrew Jones, O Lord God, our son that's coming out of a rehabilitation, O Lord God. Let him be able to stay off of the chemicals and the drugs, O Lord God. And the other son, O Lord God, is coming down, O Lord God. Lord God, break the power of stumbling, O Lord God, and break those addictions, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, Sister Foster in our family, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Many single parents, O Lord God, that are struggling to make it today, O Lord God. Bless them, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, if it's so, O Lord God, if the husband, O Lord God, that has divorced the wives in the past, O Lord God, if their heart be turned, O Lord God, let them return to the wife, O Lord God, and support that family, O Lord God. If they're according to the law, O Lord God, let them be able to take care, Lord God, and mend the broken relationship, O Lord God, that the support would be there, Lord God, that the single parent on either side of the civil side, that they don't struggle, O Lord God. Lord God, we bring these things to you and pray, O Lord God, because we assume what you say to do, O Lord God. We say what you say to say, O Lord God. Well, Lord God, without you, O Lord God, we could not do nothing, O Lord God. Without you, Lord God, we would fail, O Lord God. We're like a ship without a sail, O Lord God. But we thank you, O Lord God, for the power, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, power, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Well, we praise you, God, and we worship you, O Lord God, today. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We're going to put this back in the hand of the Minister Mary.
Thank you, Father.
That's operating there. Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that you saved. Yeah, God had something to say. Thank God for the people that are here.
That's right.
That you love God.
Thank
God
you,
for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Minister Mary.
Thank you. Praise his holy name. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You are awesome, God. And you're worthy.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Loose your fire.
Get out. For the weapons of power are not come, but mighty through you, God, to the pulling down of strongholds.
Yes.
Down every method
up
against the knowledge of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
God, and we talk to the obedience of the word this morning, Father God. In the
brother Dean, God.
Thank you, hallelujah, for songs in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Joy, 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 joy. In our hearts, down in our hearts, faith in the name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Leaning on the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we are with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.